Welcome to Rebecca Sounds Reveille. I have a return guest who is just so delightful. She is known all across the region as the little ball of joy and energy. And you have found that on the past episodes that she has been on. And we promise to keep you up to date on all of the things that she's got going. She's a girlpreneur, a best-selling double author, which is one of the things that we're going to talk about today. And just you wait. She's a motivational speaker, an actress, a voiceover talent, and she's a teen influencer. She even has her own show on Instagram that we're going to talk about as well, because that is also really turning heads. She has devoted her life and much of the time that she spends reaching out to others to spread messages of hope, inspiration, and self-confidence. She has really made a whole lot of positive impact on many, 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 many people's lives. And she really likes to help them rock to their maximum potential. So with me today, Ariana Fox, welcome back.
Yay! Hello, thank you for having me on again.
I am absolutely excited because you have just been really on the move. And I've got to tell you, I've been watching you on social media and it's just, oh, there's just so much going on. I know that there has been something, there's just so much to talk about. And for those that haven't had a chance to hear you on the show before, we've got to just encourage you to watch and listen to the past episodes so that you can keep abreast of what's going on. But today's the update and we have got so much in store today with what you have going on. So let's talk about what an honor it is for you to be a part of the Inspiring Youth to Be Great Leaders Summit.
Thank you. And yes, absolutely. It is such an honor and I'm so excited for this. It is all about education, diversity, and helping others and helping kidpreneurs and encouraging people who have, especially parents as well, who have kids that may want to be entrepreneurs. This is hosted by Christy Maggio, I think is how you say her name. She and I actually had an Instagram interview a few days ago that was really awesome. But yes, it is so exciting and I cannot wait to be a speaker alongside my parents, actually, both of my parents, as a speaker.
I think this is exciting. Because that type of influence really changes people's lives and you are part of it. You get to be up there and influencing and doing what you do. This is absolutely exciting. I hope that there's an opportunity to see a replay for those who don't have a chance to attend, or that there is some way that they get to hear some of the message or all of the message that you get to share.
Definitely. I don't know. I don't know if there is a replay or not. I can only hope there is. I think that there is. But that one you'd have to ask Christy about. But I'm just beyond honored for this. So yes, absolutely.
I'm just so excited for you. I can't even believe it. And also you and your family is part of the new faith-based comedy sitcom Wanna Be a Star. Can you share a little bit about that?
Oh my word. This has been one of the coolest projects I have worked on recently. So this is just as you said, it's a comedy faith-based sitcom that is 100% clean, but it's hilarious nonetheless. And it's called Wanna Be a Star. And it's all about essentially this acting class and this quote acting teacher, but he has no idea how to act. And so he's trying to teach a class how to act, but he's never acted a day in his life. He's a hustler who's trying to make money in any way he can. And so this is one of the ways he's making money and he has no experience whatsoever. So it's a hilarious wild ride of this actor, Dr. Cool, Dr. Cool, teaching all these other people. And I play the character Janet, who is this kind of, it's like me on steroids, like very much more obnoxious than how I am. But she's like always, she's like a essentially a ball of energy who wants to be a star on Disney and just kind of won't cut it. She's a little too much, you know. Hi, I'm Janet. You know, that kind of thing. And it's a lot of fun to play her character. My daddy as well, he is the producer, the director, the script writer. He's even one of the characters in it. He's a billion things, and he's working alongside the awesome Marquise Ravel, or Marquise Skinner, to create this epic thing. Marquise is a producer as well. So it's been a lot of fun. Episode one is already out, and we're working on episode two right now. So keep your eyes peeled.
Oh, this is exciting. And you know how refreshing it is to be able to have a film that is exactly what you said. It's a faith-based comedy. It's clean. And that really, I think, is coming in a time when we really need something that doesn't sort of put everything out there.
Yes, exactly. That doesn't have any agendas, anything about politics or religion or anything. Just, you know, just plain, well, you know, it's a faith-based sitcom, but anything about politics or anything, just a, you know, fun, good, great series. You know?
Yeah, this is a perfect time. It just really is. And I think a lot of people are going to really embrace this. And even those who may not even be of a faith,
yeah,
will still be able to find joy in this.
Oh, definitely. Well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, this is really exciting. And okay, so these are not just the only two things that you've got going, and you're working on another episode and other things, but there's also something that you're part of called 28 COE, Credentials of Entrepreneur. And there are some really strong values here,
yes,
that you convey in this.
Thank you. Yes. So, you know, it's funny. It's when I was first approached for this, I had absolutely no idea what 28 COE was, or who, what, why, any of that stuff. Like, what is this? Is this legitimate? All that. I was approached on LinkedIn by the author, one of the many authors. His name is Bilal Ahmad Butt. I believe that's how you say it. It was basically, he was asking him and Gratian Mukeshimana, and they were asking me, they said, okay, do you want to participate in this and basically fill out this little thing of 28 credentials, these 28 things, like little phrases and sayings and helpful tools to be able to use that and put it into this little form. And then it would go in a big book called 28 Credentials of Entrepreneur. So I was like, yeah. And I filled it out with 28, like I said, phrases, or, you know, for example, you rock, dream big, you got this. But then there'll be other things like, you know, don't let your past define your future. Like that's one of the taglines of my book, actually. But, you know, things like that, just certain things that to make sure that you keep things in perspective. And essentially after that, it boomed. People have been just posting it all over the place, especially on LinkedIn. It's been huge, but it's been a real awesome honor to be a part of the 28 Credentials of Entrepreneur. It's epic.
This is really neat. I mean, just your influence to really help others makes and speaks volumes in all of the things that you do and what you're about. And you also have your own show on Instagram, IGTV. And that has been doing some pretty amazing things as well. Can you share with us a little bit about that?
Certainly. So it's so interesting. I have an Instagram show, and I didn't even realize how long I've had it until I was like, wait a minute, I've had a lot of episodes so far of this, but it's called Teen Topics. And it's something that I have every month, and it's actually coming up next month. So don't miss it. Essentially a show where I cover news, inspiration, entrepreneurship, fashion, technology, all that stuff, but relating to teens. And I also interview teens and adults and young adults and even tweens that are making a difference. And I like to interview adults as well who are making a difference in teens' lives as well. So anything having to do with teens and the world, the interesting and intricate world of teenagers, I love to cover in this show.
I love it too. Yeah. I even find it inspirational.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, it's amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, I've been doing that. I've been learning languages. I've been doing all kinds of exciting things.
Well, you are really someone that is able to plan their time very well, because when you do, it's accomplishing things just what many people would say is a mountain of things to do, and you get it done. In addition to all the things that you need to do to stay on board with your education. So these are fantastic, just points to show others what they can achieve as well. And when they are following the what you're doing and embracing it, they can learn a lot from the things that you're involved with, which I think is really exciting. And one of the things that is, I think, maybe even hard for some people to believe is that someone so young could be a double best-selling author. And here you are. And I want to talk about your new book that's being released. And we want everybody to get on board with this because this is exciting stuff. Tell me a little bit about Saber Black.
Yay! So Saber Black, it is a young adult fantasy / sci-fi novel for teens and young adults and tweens even. And it's about a character named Saber Black who there's this winged race of people. They have wings and the good guys are called Saras and the bad guys are called Sendars. Now, the thing is that the main character is born a Sendar, but fights for the Saras. So is she good? Is she bad? Is she both? That kind of thing. And I am really excited about this because I feel like it is really, really going to help so many teens out there, because it's a struggling of identity of who should you be fighting for? Should we be fighting for what we know, what we think is right, you know, but it's unconventional, or for tradition, but we don't think there's just something not right about it. And, you know, what should we be fighting for, the light or the darkness? So all of that stuff, but put in a fun and exciting and thrilling, book of war and battles and journeys and quests all across a cool fantasy world. So I'm very excited about this.
Well, and this is perfect timing because this is really what is trending and what is in demand. Sci-fi and fantasy, especially for the genre of culture, age group, everything.
Coming of age,
that it falls under. So this is really, really exciting. Now, let me ask you, on your some of the advertising, it shows that you can see it on the phone. Are you able to get a flip book from this, or is it just the advertisement that you can, or is there an audiobook?
Great question. So yes, there is. As for Saber Black, when it comes out, it's going to be on, it's going to have a paperback, and you can absolutely get it on Kindle as well. I would love an audiobook, and hopefully in the future, that's something that could happen. I am a voiceover actress, so we'll see about that. But it will definitely be available for the paperback and the Kindle as well.
This is really exciting, and we really wanted to make sure to talk about that because there's so many e-readers out there. And I don't mean electronically, but people who are reading with their e-readers. Yeah. And so it's just so much sometimes more convenient to do it that way. I personally like to have something tangible in my hands.
I hear you.
I can, you know, flip it and feel it and smell the pages of the book.
It smells like a good mystery.
Yeah. I mean, there's just so much. I'd like to see too that for those of you who are listening, starting some book clubs in your area on this, get some teens that are grouping together. And so this is so important for so many reasons because there are so many teens out there that are struggling. And for those that are in like-minded circles that want to rise above and keep positive and be healthy, this is a good opportunity for you to do that because you can follow the author, Ariana, and be able to be influenced in a way that is really healthy. So this is really exciting. And also for those of you who are going in to one of your English classes or any type of class that says we have a reading requirement, please recommend this to your teacher and see if you can't get your class to read this. This will be a lot of fun. And my guess would be is that if you contact me, because you've started a book club in your area, or you have gotten one of your teachers or the library to get on board with this. If you can let me know that you register it with me, that you've had a book club going with Saber Black, I will find a way to have Brianna make a virtual appearance to your group.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So super exciting about all of these things that are going on. I am jazzed. Now, I don't even want the audience to know just what else you have on your plate. We know that episode 2 is coming up that we just talked about, but there's other things that you've got going on, and we're going to want to talk about them more. But I really want everybody to focus on today, the young adult book that you have, this novel that's a sci-fi fantasy that really challenges making healthy choices. And this is a big deal.
Yes, I'm so excited. The characters are some of my favorites and some of my parents' favorites characters that I've made out in general. And I think that a lot of teens can relate, especially to the main character.
I think this is really important. And because of the things that you do, I'd like to encourage all of them, all of the audience out there, both on audio and video, to connect with you on IG, follow you on Facebook, do all of the things. Tell the audience exactly what you would like them to engage with you, because you got it going on, girl.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I would definitely say, like Rebecca said, you know, check out all these social media accounts and posts that I've been making. And I would love, love, love to see comments and things. Obviously, when this comes out, you guys, I mean, Saber Black is out and ready to boom. And I really, really, really would make my day to see any kind of comments or reviews or anything specific from you guys. You know, they always kind of joke about it, but it's true that for any author, a review will just like make one's day, and it'll just be like, you know, it's like, if you want to win the heart of an author, write a review. But it's so true, you know, just comment, write a review, ask questions about characters or plot or whatever, because I love questions. Some people don't, I do. And I absolutely love questions. So yeah, all that stuff would totally be awesome to engage.
And you are really good about engaging on social media, and it being you, it's not a social media manager. You handle your social media very, very well. And so I think that that's just another really great component, because people are actually able to connect with you, and you're making things happen that way. Let me ask you a question too. If someone wants an autographed copy, can they go to your website and, or?
Bingo.
Right.
Yep, you got it. Exactly what she said. For an autographed copy, it will be available, but it's so hard with all these, like, it will be available, it is available, it was available, all that stuff.
When this broadcast, it's gonna be out. So where can we go get it?
Okay, so you are gonna see it on, and you can go find it on arianafox.com. That's arianafox.com. That's two N's. And you can find that and get it for a personalized signed copy from me. So yeah, absolutely.
That would be fun for your book club, by the way.
Really fun, yes.
That are starting them, or if you want a summer reading program, go down to your library and say, I want to start a summer reading club. You go down to the library and Ariana can get you a signed copy, or you can use that as a giveaway, as an incentive to get your group going and things like that. So anything that you might want to do that would get things going in your community with this, and you're not sure what we can do to help, you just give me or contact Ariana, give me a call, contact her through DM or through any message on any platform. She's going to get with you. We'll find out a way to make this work for you so that you can really inspire some other people. I want to thank you so much for being on again today. You have had so many things going on, and guess what? There's more coming. So we're going to be seeing you again here pretty soon.
Yes, I am so excited. Number one, it's such an honor to be on for a third time now. It's crazy. And I cannot wait to have a fourth, because your podcast is incredible. So I'm so happy to be on. I'm really honored, actually.
Thank you. I'm honored too, because the things that you do just fall in line with my philosophy in life, and that's helping others and really making people rise to the top. And because you're doing it at the age you're doing, and with the group, the age group that you're doing, it just, to me, is it just touches my soul. And so I thank you for everything that you're doing and your time when you come on. And so we're going to continue to make things happen.
All right. I'm so excited. Thank you.
Woohoo! All right. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to another episode of Rebecca Sounds Reveille. Definitely make sure that you connect and get this information out to people in your community. For those that you know, if you have grandchildren that are in school, sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade on up, just get this book in their hands, go down to the community library, talk to your educators in your area also to see if you can make it as part of the reading program, because the value in that's being instilled in this novel is something that's really important. I thank you for tuning in, and I ask you to get this out to everybody that you know on social media, in your local groups, and everybody that you don't. Thanks for tuning in.